Today is Thursday, August 14th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Navajo Code Talkers Day. It's also National Creamsicle Day. And, none of those things really spark much of a conversation that I can talk much about. I would eat a creamsicle if presented to me. It's not my first choice. I don't know. I know that I'm going to say something stupid, so I'll let Alice lie for me. And let's see what Alice says about Navajo code talkers. Hey, Alice, I see something here about National Navajo Code Talkers Day. Can you tell me what Navajo Code Talkers are?
Absolutely, Adam, and I'll keep it clever and encouraging as we go. So the Navajo Code Talkers were basically the ultimate real-world cryptographers of World War II. They were Navajo Marines who used their native language to create an unbreakable code. It was so forward-thinking that the enemy never cracked it. Essentially, they turned their language into a secret weapon that helped secure Allied communications and played a crucial role in the Pacific Theater. So when you hear about National Navajo Code Talkers Day, it's a day to honor those brilliant code masters. They were true heroes with a truly ingenious idea.
I don't know why she's telling me she's going to keep it encouraging. Ever since last week when they rolled out ChatGPT 5, the voice assistant has been acting a little bit different. Her tone of voice was different the first day. That seems to be improved now. But she's telling me, sure, Adam, I'll behave in a blah, 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 blah way. And I'm like, why are you telling me that when you respond to me? So, yeah, Navajo code talkers were cryptographers that used the Navajo language to help pass secret messages. So there you go. I'm not sure how to celebrate that, but there you go. The more you know. Well, we were talking about the weekend and I had rehashed a lot of it. And so, but I'm just going to, you know, breeze back over Sunday. So Sunday church, then I mowed. Then we started planning Switzerland. And then finally, we had Wendy's for dinner. And because I just did not feel like cooking. I'm telling you guys, like my energy has just been really low. I've been low energy recently. And, I don't know. I need to get my T checked. Maybe I've got, some low testosterone or something. And, so I was like, oh, I can't, we're just going to have Wendy's. So I just had a single because I'm trying to reduce the quantity of food that I eat as well. You know, there are little small hacks that I'm trying to do to consume less calories throughout the day, but still live a normal life and not necessarily feel like I'm on a diet all the time. Plus, I think as you get older, you just can't handle as much food. I've noticed that the older people get, the less they eat. And I don't know that my 40s is the time when this would happen, but I'm finding that where I used to always get a double cheeseburger, for instance, I'm okay getting a single a lot of times now. And instead of getting a large fry, I'm okay with a medium fry and et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. I don't know if that's aging or if it's just, you know, because I don't know if my stomach has shrunk because I'm not really doing anything. I didn't have gastric bypass or anything like that. So I don't really know what would shrink your stomach. I guess eating less would cause your stomach to shrink. So anyway, we had Wendy's. All of that to say we had Wendy's. I had a single burger. And we've been watching this Hunter's Wives on Netflix. It is trash TV, let me tell you. And I'm not sure. So it's these women. It's these Southern wives, these rich Southern wives, and this non-Southern person from Connecticut moves in. And of course, she has a backstory as well. And she gets introduced to this circle of rich Texas housewives. But the thing that I don't remember growing up was generally the richy rich housewives were not going out and hunting. That was not a thing that they were doing. But in this show, these wives go out and boar hunt and they all have guns and all this kind of stuff. And I just feel like there are women who have guns. There are women who hunt. But I feel like the portrayal of a rich, you know, wasp-like character that also owns a gun and hunts is few and far between based on what I have experienced in my life. Now, I didn't grow up in Texas. I don't know. Maybe all the women in Texas hunt and have guns. But when I was growing up, a lot of times the wives were staying home, caring for the kids, whatever. The husbands were going out hunting and having guns and going to the deer camp and all that kind of stuff. And then sometimes they would go by themselves and you would stay home with mom. And then sometimes we would all go, but mom would stay at the camp and cook, you know, and cook the deer that they killed or whatever. So I don't know, but there's a murder. There's all kinds of things in this show. It's definitely keeping our attention. I will say that. At least it's keeping mine. Mark hasn't said he doesn't like it. He seems to be paying attention. So I guess he likes it as well. We're just kind of going from one show to the other. We are also watching The Last of Us, which, like I was telling you guys, these zombie shows are becoming just zombie shows. Meaning they're all kind of cut from the same cloth. If you're not really interested in the story of the characters, like the character development of the characters, then they become boring. And I'm finding that I'm not interested as much in the character development, or maybe there's lack of character development in Last of Us. I'm not really sure. I know it's based on a video game, so maybe a lot of the character development stuff is difficult, because how much character development do you have in a video game? And how many times can I say character development? So we've been watching that as well. And Mark's going to be going to the Philippines, leaving on Tuesday. So he's only here for 5 more days. Ugh, and I'm going to be alone in this house for a month or something like that. I am going to Florida during that time. So there is part of that will be a trip, as I've told you guys. And we're also going to South Carolina to see Big Fatty. So I won't be here the whole time, but at least 3 weeks. Let's see. He's leaving Tuesday, and then I'll have 2 weeks of August, another week. Yeah, so 3 weeks. 3 weeks. So not a full month without him. With me just being here by myself, it is a full month without him in total, because he's leaving on the 19th and I'm flying to Switzerland to meet him on, I believe, September 18th. So it's almost exactly a month, 4 weeks from the time that he's leaving until I'm going to see him again in Switzerland. September worked out to be so many days off. And then my boss says to me today, she's like, "Hey, Adam, there's some changes coming and I have some work that I'm going to have to give to you probably. And it's probably going to come in September, right at the time when you're taking all this PTO. She's like, "I'm not telling you not to take PTO, but I'm just telling you, I just want you to be prepared. There's going to be a lot of work. There is potentially a lot of work for those days that you are here." And I said, "Well, you know, I didn't mean for it to work out this way. And we have unlimited PTO, but you know, you kind of have to plan it for when you think you're going to be busy or not, because it shouldn't affect your work, right?" Well, September is not a planning month. And so I thought I was okay. And then whatever this is coming up. So I don't know what I'm going to have to do. but apparently I'm going to be busy on my work days. Fun, fun, fun. Can't wait. So anyway, that was all of Sunday. And then Monday, we worked out also, which we do that on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Monday was just a normal day at work. Nothing really to report there. We planned some more of Switzerland. Tuesday, same. We worked out after I worked, and then we worked out. And I've been making turkey burgers, but instead of making them as burgers, like in a bun, I make a gravy, and with onions and mushrooms and a little bit of wine and, you know, the fond from the frying of the burgers, and then put a little beef stock or chicken stock and water and a little heavy cream and make a little gravy and put that over the top of the burgers. And Mark really likes burgers with gravy on top of them. I guess that's a Filipino. Well, I guess it's something that's common in the Philippines to eat. So a little burger steak with gravy over rice. That's what I did, I think, Tuesday. Actually, that's what I cooked. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.